who is the consort of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. So I'll speak a few words about her before we go on to the Bhagavatam. Maybe you need hearing aids. Do you hear now?
Yes.
Very nice. Okay. So today is the appearance of Sri Mati Rukmini Devi. So Om Ganatu Vidandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Meditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So Bhishmaka was her father, and another name for Rukmini Devi is Vaidarbhi. And the story in the Krishna book is that she was promised to Shishupal, to get married to Shishupal by her brother Rukmi. And it's interesting that Rukmi had a different father, so it must have been a cousin brother. His cousin brother at that time, because like in India, they have brothers and sisters who are actually not, sometimes it's village brothers and sisters, not just, not even blood relationships. Anyway, Rukmi's father was named, a person's name was Dama Ghosh, means he who uses a stick, keeps people down. So Rukmi was his older son, and Rukmini, she heard about Krishna from the sages. And Krishna also heard about Rukmini from sages. And it's described, Krishna said he could not sleep, that he was thinking of her all the time. Of course, in this material world, we have the perverted reflection of that, you know, that a man is thinking of a woman's thinking of a man, they can't sleep, and they just go crazy, and they lose their Krishna consciousness. Anyway, so he couldn't sleep because Krishna couldn't sleep because he was thinking of Rukmini. And so there was this marriage arrangement between Rukmini and Shishupal, and Rukmini was not very happy with that because she was in love with Krishna. So she sent a Brahmin messenger to Krishna, and the Brahmin messenger carried the message that what is meant for the lion is now being taken by the jackal. In other words, Krishna was the lion, and Shishupal was a jackal. And a jackal is actually a very low-class animal that howls in the sunset every day. So anyway, so this happened 3 days before the marriage. And, of course, Krishna was very far away from Rukmini at that particular point. But Krishna mounted his chariot, came all the way across India. And Balaram followed him with the army in case there would be trouble. And then actually there was trouble. And it was actually Rukmini's idea that Krishna would kidnap her. And this type of marriage is called a rakshasa marriage. Rakshasa marriage means that the groom kidnaps the lady, and it's considered a marriage. Other types of marriage are like Gandharva marriage, where there's an exchange of garlands. And so she suggested that. She said, Krishna, you should kidnap me right after I worship Durga Devi. So this is somewhat like the gopis' story of worshipping Katyayani to get Krishna as the husband. And then after they were finished worshipping Katyayani, Krishna stole all their clothes and made them walk naked to see him. So in that sense, they were actually married to Krishna. So this is very similar to that story. So the kings all came for the Swayamvara ceremony of Rukmini, and when they saw her beauty, they fainted practically. And when Krishna came and kidnapped Rukmini, they were so much like a shock that the kings also fainted, not only from the beauty of Rukmini, but from, you know, Krishna's audacity in kidnapping Rukmini. And Srila Prabhupada describes that Rukmini drove the chariot while Krishna fought with Rukmi. So Rukmini, being a Kshatriya lady, was trained up in all the Kshatriya arts welcome to New Goloka. It's nice that you come for the class on time. So anyway, here's the stories. We're talking about Rukmini. So Rukmini, Prabhupada described, drove the chariot while Krishna was fighting with Rukmi, and Balaram and the army defeated the other armies. And finally, Rukmi was caught by Krishna. And Krishna was getting ready to kill Rukmi, but Rukmini begged Krishna, "Don't kill him, he's my brother. Please forgive him." And instead, Krishna gave him a haircut. He just like cut his hair, not just ordinary haircut, he just cut his hair in little patches all over the place, which is kind of funny. Like Sikas all over the head. And this was very embarrassing. And Balaram, he chastised Krishna for this. Later on, he saw that Krishna was right. We'll describe that in a second. Balaram chastised Krishna, and then he preached to Rukmini. He said, you shouldn't be so attached. These things happen between Kshatriyas in this world. And Rukmi actually took a vow that he wouldn't go back to his kingdom because unless he had defeated Krishna, and he didn't defeat Krishna, so he couldn't actually go back to Kuntina. So then later on, Krishna and Rukmini had a regular marriage, and their son, Prajuna, was born. And Prajuna was kidnapped by this demon named Shambhara, Shambharasura, when he was 10 days old. And then he was thrown into the ocean to try to kill him. But later on, Prajuna was found in the belly of a fish. And that fish was taken into the kitchen of the Shambhara demon. And there was this nice lady, Mayavati, who in her previous life was Rati, the wife of Cupid. And she adopted this baby. And this baby grew up very, very quickly. But first she was actually exhibiting maternal affection towards Prajuna. And then later on, that maternal affection turned to conjugal affection. And Prajuna was just shocked by this. He said, "You know, one day you're my mother, the next day you want to be my lover? You know, what's happening here?" But then she revealed that she was Rati, the wife of Cupid, and Prajuna was actually Cupid, or an expansion of Cupid also. He was Krishna's son. So then they decided to get married, and Prajuna killed Shambhara with the help of Mayavati, his wife's power. So it's interesting. Then they flew to the palace where Krishna and Rukmini lived, and the queens were all there in the women's quarters. They all thought it was Krishna when they first saw him, but after a while they understood he was actually Prajuna, the first son of Rukmini. That's one story. And then another story. Another story is in Krishna book, where Krishna tried to tease Rukmini because he wanted to stimulate her anger. I mean, sometimes in the family life, the husband and wife actually enjoy getting angry with each other. Somehow or other, this flavors the conjugal ras. I don't understand about it in the material world. How people enjoy getting angry with each other. But anyway, the husband enjoys. I can understand a little bit because when I was young, I enjoyed getting my mother angry. It was very enjoyable to me, and I did so many things. So Krishna wanted to make Rukmini angry, but ontologically, she is Chandravali. Chandravali is actually very submissive. It's described there's two types of ladies. They're submissive and unsubmissive. And also there's mixed, stuff like that. Krishna describes it as mixed, and those who don't show their feelings and are actually unsubmissive. But in any case, Rukmini was Chandravali, who was more submissive. And so instead of arguing with Krishna, she fainted when she heard Krishna's teasing. What did Krishna say when he was teasing? He said, "You're still young," because she still looked young, even after 125 years. She still looked like she was 16 years old. So Krishna said to her, "You married me, but nobody knows what caste I'm from. You know, I was raised by the coward people, and then I'm supposed to be Vasudeva and Devaki's son. So it's just like, you know, nobody knows my caste, and I'm not really qualified." And therefore you should get remarried. Of course, that was unacceptable in those days. Nowadays, of course, remarriage is something that actually is very common, isn't it? People get married, remarry. They have serial marriages, or serial polygamy, which means one after the other, after the other. And they're trying out different models of wives and husbands, like one tries out different models of cars. It's like if you go to the car showroom and you're interested in an expensive car, they'll let you try it out for a few days. And so in the same way, people treat their husbands and wives. So anyway, so Krishna was teasing Rukmini. She fainted, and Krishna manifested two extra arms to catch her. Another story mentioned in the Krishna book is the story of Balaram killing Rukmini. So what happened is it was at the, I think it was the marriage of Aniruddha, right? Marriage of Aniruddha. Usha and Aniruddha. Was it Usha and Aniruddha? No, it wasn't Aniruddha. It was the marriage of Rukmini's grandson and Krishna's grandson. Who was that?
Samba.
I think it was Samba. Anyway, so it was the marriage, and Rukmini was invited. And, of course, Rukmini was family. He was invited. And there was a chess game. Sometimes people would play chess and different gambling things at during marriages. That means it's a Kshatriya thing. Just like the other day, I was playing chess with Ishwara, but we didn't gamble. And it was a draw. Actually, it was... anyway, I thought I was going to win, but anyway. Yeah, it was a draw, actually. Stalemate, you know, nothing happened. I was very disappointed. So I almost took my club out, hit him. No. No, anyway, so what happened was that Rukmini was playing chess with Balaram, and Rukmini was cheating. And Balaram got angrier and angrier and angrier with Rukmini's cheating, and eventually hit Rukmini with his club and broke the king of Kalinga's teeth at the same time, because the king of Kalinga was showing his teeth during the whole thing. So Rukmini was killed at that particular point. This one final story is the story from the Lita Madhava. When Krishna married Rukmini, he promised her that he wouldn't marry anyone else or have anything else to do with any other lady without her permission. So she was very happy with that. Then later on, Satyabhama was given to Krishna. But Krishna had made that promise to Rukmini, and Satyabhama was actually an expansion of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna had to meet with her secretly in New Vrindavan, not the New Vrindavan in West Virginia, but the New Vrindavan that was constructed by Vishwakarma right next to Dwarka. So Krishna met with her, and he had, of course, intimate, conjugal, loving relationships. And eventually, the whole story in the Lita Madhava is, you know, very convoluted. Convoluted in a good sense. I mean, it's a very complicated story. Eventually, she got permission from Rukmini to marry Krishna when she had the Shaimantaka jewel, which the Shaimantaka jewel was originally given to Radharani by Balaram, because it was the jewel taken from the Shankachuda when Krishna killed Shankachuda, when Shankachuda was attempting to kidnap Srimati Radharani and the other gopis. Anyway, so that's Rukmini. Today is Rukmini Dwadasi. So we'll go on to Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 13, text 15. What's that? Yeah, that's it. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.